Bless His holy name. If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to Romans chapter 11. Romans 11 and 33. The Bible says this, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor?" See, you notice some exclamation marks and then some question marks. In verse 35, he says, "Or who hath first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto Him again? For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." Bless His holy name. Ain't it good to be in the Lord's house today? I hope you come just to worship and get in. Amen. Just to get a little nugget from the Lord that you can take with you that'll be a help to you this week. Amen. That'll encourage your heart and uplift you. Amen. When the devil's trying to beat you down and get you downtrodden, that you'll be able to just look up and say, "Praise the Lord. God's good anyway." Amen. Because He is. And we see here as Paul's writing to the Romans, and we see the magnificence and the power of God. And we have to wonder, as God's speaking to us and through us here, the magnificence of God. That's what Paul's trying to get to us here. He's trying to get us to see is the magnificence of a magnificent God, one who's able to do all things, seeing above anything that we could ever hope or imagine, even here this morning. Sometimes we think about God and His essence of who He is and how magnificent He is, and God's way up here and we're down here. I don't want us to ever think that we're co-equals with God, because we're not. We're way down here and God's way up here. God is so much superior to me and you, but yet He, even though He's way up here, He loves us way down here. It don't matter how low we are, praise God, God loves us way down there. And boy, that blesses my heart. That encourages me, praise God. It gives me what I need day by day, that I can be strengthened and encouraged. And like old King David, I encourage myself in the Lord, because He is good and His mercy endures forever. But as we look at this morning, I want to preach just a little while, if God will be able to help, the purpose of man to glorify God. The purpose of man to glorify. You know why we're here? To give glory to God. Amen. To magnify and lift up the precious name of God. To magnify Him above all things. Amen. I want to say everything we have here, everything in this book, praise God, it starts with God. Everything in the blessed Word of God, it starts with God and it comes down, it trickles down to us. Amen. This blessed old book, praise God, it's about God. Amen. A lot of times we think, well, it's about me and you. But this, hey, the blessed Word of God, it ain't about me and you. It's about Him. It's about His magnificence, His supremacy. It's about His majesty. Amen. It's all about God. He's all those things. Amen. He's all that to me and you and for me and you. Amen. This is all about Him, and it's written to us. Amen. Praise God that we can take it and begin to realize just who God is. The good God of glory, amen. The supreme God of the Bible, amen. That's the whole theme of this blessed old book, praise God. This blessed old book, the whole theme of it is about Him and His goodness to us. Amen. It's about who He is and who He wants to be to me and you. That's the magnificent part. What He wants to be to me and you. The help that He has to give us, the encouragements along this walk of life, so that we can see it, praise God, and apply it to our life. God is supreme, praise God, and He's the supreme God of this world. Amen? And He's all that so that He might receive the glory that's due a holy God. You know, it's time that we give glory to God for everything that we have. Everything that we do, everything, praise God, that God gives us, praise God, it's a gift from the Lord. Amen? It all comes from God. It's a gift. Amen? It's all about Him. It's all about His goodness. That's why the Reformers, they said this, they said, "Solo de gloria." Amen? Which means glory to God alone. Amen? They knew what they was thinking about. Amen? They knew what they was talking about. They said, "To God be the glory for everything." Amen? To God be the glory for everything. But I'm afraid in the day and hour we live, we forget to remember God so many times. That God is the God of glory. Amen? God is God that wants glory. He wants to be recognized. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14, the Bible says this, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge," now listen to this, "of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." He said the whole earth wants to be filled with the glory. The whole earth will be filled with the glory of God. Amen. The whole earth, praise God, it desires, it longs to be filled with the glory of God. God longs for the earth to be filled with His glory, to be magnified and lifted up, praise God, that God Almighty, for once and for all, praise God, would be given glory as the good God of glory. Amen? Because He is. Amen. He's that God of glory. He said, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. All His magnificence. Did you realize how much we take for granted? Did you ever think about when you go and you take a big old spoonful of something or another, and you take it from your plate and you take it to that big old cavern called a mouth that we have, and you slap that in there, and all them taste buds, praise God, they're energized there, and they help you taste that thing, and you say, my goodness. Huh? And boy, it tastes so good. Do you realize, praise God, that's all from God? At the glory of God, praise God, so we can take a bite of something that's good. Now, I know the doctors tell you that nowadays, if you got something and it tastes good, spit it out because it's not good for you.
Yeah.
I know that, but praise God, ain't you glad, praise God, you can sit down, Brother Bill, and cut up a big old steak and a loaded baked tater, praise God, stuff that in that old cavern, glory to God, and tell your old taste buds, praise the Lord, they go to town on that, and you say, glory, good. Amen. Praise God, I want to say glory to God. That comes from God. Amen. You see how much we take for granted? Glory to God. Thank you for them taste buds. Millions of things, little old sensors, praise God, that recognize. Amen. Something that's good that God done give us. Amen. You know, I don't know. We sit down and we pray, say, Lord, bless this food that we're about to receive. But don't we? We should. Well, I tell you, if you don't, you're crazy. Especially if you're eating out some restaurant, because you don't know who's handled that. Amen. But I tell you what we ought to do, Brother Jeff. Amen. When we finish loading this caravan, we call a body up. Praise God, those good things from God. Sometimes, Lord, just stop and say, oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for that touch and for that you give me from a body. My goodness, Lord, it was mighty fine stuff. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because He deserves the glory. He give it to us, praise God. All that we have, glory to God, it comes from God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And He deserves all the glory.
Yes.
Amen. He said the whole earth is full of His glory. It covers the earth just like the sea. The waters cover the sea. See, we don't think of God like that. We think of God as sitting up in heaven just waiting, trying to kind of watch over us, and one of these days He's going to receive us to Himself. But that ain't the God I serve this morning. The God I serve is the good God of glory, praise God, that gives me everything that I have, praise God, that I can enjoy. Amen. Praise the Lord, it just keeps getting better. You start realizing and recognizing what God's given you. You start realizing, praise God, how those good things that God allows us to have, praise the Lord, and just begin to praise Him for it.
Amen.
He desires the praise of His people. Amen. But we take it for granted, don't we? We say, oh, Lord. But the psalmist said, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, exclamation point. He said, it's all, hey, to God be the glory for it all. Amen. He gives us everything we have. Amen. All these little old children that we have. I mean, these beautiful little old children. Man, the Bible said they're a heritage of the Lord. Amen. Praise God, I love to see them when they get up here and they just sing praises to the Lord. Hey, glory to God on high, amen. They're not singing to me and you. I tell every one of them, I said, you're not singing to us, you're singing to Jesus. To give Him glory, praise God, to recognize Him for His majesty on high. Amen, glory be to God. We start recognizing Him and we start magnifying Him and giving Him the glory He deserves. It's time. Amen. It's time that we started recognizing the good God of glory. He will be glorified. He will receive glory one way or another. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. I'm glad I can't figure God out. I said a long time ago, if God was small enough to where I could figure Him out, He wouldn't be big enough to be my God. Amen. But because He's so great and immense, praise God, He's my God today. Amen. He's an eternal, ever-existent, praise God, God. He's one that's a omnipresent. Hey, did you realize God's everywhere all the time? See, we want to paint Him in heaven, don't we? Huh? We want to paint Him. We want to put Him up there, put Him on a throne, and we want Him sitting there, and we want to be able to look in and see Him when we want to see Him. But I want to say, praise God, He's not only there, but He's everywhere all at the same time. Amen. To God be the glory for that. He's there to watch over us and keep us, praise God. And He knows where we're at because He's there with us. He said, well, preacher, that don't make no sense. That's because God is a God of glory, amen. Praise God. He's all sufficient, glory to God. He said, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. Glory to the Lord. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 3. He said, can you remember Isaiah chapter 6? We preached on that Wednesday night. And he said that them servants, they're praising God. And they're saying, holy, holy, holy. All around the throne of grace. But they get down to the last part of verse 3. And they said, the whole earth. Now listen, the whole earth, the whole earth, the whole earth is full of His glory. Amen. He said, you know what? He said, hey, praise God, God's here. And He's so good, holy, holy, holy. But the earth is full of His glory too. God ain't only in heaven, praise God. But God's in the hearts and the minds of His people. God's in the church. God's in the world. Amen. We can look around everywhere and see the grace and the glory of God. Look around these mountains and these trees. The things that we have. The things that we can see. Amen. Do you realize that? Just in our eyeballs, the receptors God has given us, they've tried to create everything and everything that they can think of physically. But you know, there's nobody can ever be able to recreate an eyeball, If you lose your eye, the best thing they can do is pluck it out and stick you a big old marble with a spot in it where that was. Because there's so many receptors in the eye, praise God, that helps us just to look around us, Brother Rick, and just see the mighty hand of God. It's all around us. You can't look around you and see that there's not a God. Amen. The mighty hand of God, He said His glory's in all the earth. Everywhere we look, praise God, when we begin to look, when we seek Him early, we'll see Him. Amen. When we begin to look for Him early, we begin to see Him. We begin to recognize Him. What is it? It's the glory of God manifesting Himself to us. And through the gate of the eye, through all those thousands of receptors, that takes it in. Amen. These magnificent sights in this world. These canyons and these mountains and these valleys and these all them things. Praise God. God gives that for His glory. He said, praise God, I made all that. Amen. I put that in place. There's nothing made that He didn't make. Amen. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Man didn't do that. Man, all we've ever done is destroy and tear down. Amen. To degrade those things that God's made. But even in that, God, through His magnificent glory, praise God, is to keep things on track. Brother Fry was talking this morning, Brother John. He was talking this morning about, he come in, he said, yeah, said, all this cold this morning, below zero with the wind chill factor, said, part of this global warming. Yeah. Amen. Part of this global warming that we're going through. But all that, praise God, it's in the hands of an almighty God. And it's all for His glory, praise God. He keeps that, glory to God, Brother Rex, just like He keeps me and you. He knows exactly what He's doing. It ain't none of this taking Him by surprise. He's on top of everything. Amen. There's never nothing occurred to God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you know what we're going through and the things, and that never occurred to God. Amen. He knew about it before the beginning of time. Imagine that. But He said the whole world, the earth is full of His glory. Amen. But you know what we want to do today? We want to take away the glory. We want to take the glory away from God, and we want to be glorified. We want to lift our... You know what we are? If we ain't very careful, we're glory thieves. Amen? We want the world to look at us and we want to say, look at me. Look at who I am. Look at what I've accomplished. Look at what I've done. Amen? Praise God. But I want to say there's a good God of glory. And the whole purpose of man is to look at Him and say, thank you, Lord, for doing that through me. For doing that for me. For doing that to me. Amen? It's all about the glory of God. It just gets better farther on. The more we give Him glory, the more we praise Him, the better it gets. Amen? Look over at Romans chapter. You know what happened? We begin to be glory hogs. We begin to take away the very glory from God. Amen? Become glory thieves, if you will. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 19. Well, he goes in verse 18. He said, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. We know what's right, but we hold it in unrighteousness. That's not right. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even His eternal power. Now listen to this. And Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Amen? The eternal power and Godhead of God. Hey, praise God. We know about it. We can see it. We can realize it. Praise God. So we stand without excuse. He goes on in verse 21. He says, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. You see what happened? He said they forgot to remember God. We forget to give Him glory for all things, to magnify Him and to lift Him up, praise God, saying all things belong to God. All those tasty morsels, praise God, we have, it come from God. Amen. He said one day, praise God, He said they're going to stick this in their mouth and said, I'm going to make a combination up where they're going to enjoy it. Amen. He does the same thing with joy and peace and happiness. He puts those things together, praise God, in a combination, and it's for His glory. One day He says, they're going to enjoy it. Amen. And it's all for the glory of God so that we might lift up our heads and our voices and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Everything. You say, preacher, I never thought of that like that. Amen. I know that's where we're missing the boat. We become glory thieves. We begin to take the glory and say, you know what? I just got that. Amen. No, we didn't just get it. That's a gift from God. Amen. Something we can enjoy. And the purpose of man, praise God, is to give God the glory. He said, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Why? Because they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Amen? They took all that glory that belonged to God and they began to try to put it into man's hands. And man's hands have defiled it and they've messed it up, amen, and made a mockery out of the very things of God. Praise the Lord. Back in Romans chapter 11, he says, for who hath first given to Him? Well, he says, or who hath known the mind of God of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor, or who had first given to Him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. He said, who give us all the things that we have? Who? Hey, there's nobody ever counseled God and said, you know what? One day Brother Kim might need this. God already knew what he needed. Amen? Nobody's ever counseled with God and said, you know what? That you might want to think about this in the future. God's already thought about it. Amen. He knows exactly where we're at and knows what we need. And he says that there's nothing that's ever been given, said, or who hath first given to him, and it shall not be recompensed unto him again. He said, God already knows what he needs. He said, and God don't owe you nothing. Amen. He knows what and he don't owe you a thing. Amen. I think we got this thing. We're glory thieves. We want to barter with God. He was saying, now, Lord, if you'll do this, then I'll do that. And Lord, if you'll take care of this, then I'll give you this. Hey, listen, guess what? We don't have nothing to give God. We don't have nothing to offer Him. Praise God, it all belongs to Him. Amen. Everything that we have, we can see and we can recognize, it belongs to the Lord. It's for His glory, amen. And when we realize that, praise the Lord, and we just begin to praise Him for everything that we see, everything that we have, guess what happens? There's a change takes place in our life. Amen. God begins to receive all the glory. And we begin to get that help that we need. The encouragement, praise God, of realizing, Lord God, that He's supplier of it all. Amen. The God of the universe. The Creator, Sustainer, the One that cast the stars off the end of His fingertips. The One that says, let there be and there was. Amen. It's never occurred to Him, praise God, that anything, praise the Lord, that we need that He hasn't already thought about. Amen. He doesn't owe us a thing. Amen. There's nothing that we can give to Him they don't already own. It's all His. Amen. He don't owe us a thing. There's nothing that God owes me and you. Amen. Nothing. Everything's already been bought. It's paid for. It belongs to Him. Amen. And there's nothing that we can do, amen, to try to earn anything. Everything we have, even the grace of God, is a gift. Amen. For by grace you're saved through faith. And that not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Even the ability. I know a lot of people say, well, I praise God. I done this, and I went to done this, and I prayed this, and I said that, and that's how I got saved that way. No, you got saved by the grace of God. It come to where you was at, convicted your heart, because love of God, it was that gift that He give you. Amen. So He come to where you was at when you were sorry, no account, on your way to hell, deserving of hell. And He come to where you was at, praise God, showed you the love of God. You accepted that love, praise God, as that gift from the Lord, praise God, through faith, and you got saved. Born again, glory be to God. Amen. For His glory. Amen. Who done that? He did. Amen. We can't even save ourselves. Amen. God has saved us. Praise the Lord. He's the one that does that thing for us. We don't have, because we don't have nothing to bargain with. Amen. Everything that we can see, touch, feel, or smell, praise God, belongs to God. You say, preacher, why are you going this way? Because I'm trying to tell you this morning, praise God. We need to give God the glory for everything. Amen. We need to quit being glory hogs, glory thieves, praise God, and trying to take upon ourselves those good gifts that God gives us. It's time that we just start giving Him praise, honor, and glory for all the things that we have. Amen. Our lives, our relationships, our homes, our jobs, the food on our table, praise God. All of it, it belongs to God. It's a gift from the Lord. To God be the glory this morning. Amen. He gives us all them things. If we try to do that within ourselves, then we're just ignorant. Amen. If we ain't careful, we worship Him ignorantly. Amen. This morning, when we try to rise up and say, boy, look what I did. Boy, I went down there to the church house. I showed up and I got up there and I sung a song. And boy, it was so good. They began to cry and they began to do this. And boy, I got geared up again. I sung another. And see what we did if we ain't careful. Amen. We try to take the glory that belongs to God upon ourselves. We become glory thieves. Amen. Even our word. Look at Romans chapter 17. Romans chapter 17. Paul was talking to the Romans. Acts 17. I'm sorry. Acts 17. Paul was talking to the folks there at Acts. And he was talking about he went into the city there. And he went into to the midst of Mars Hill. You remember the story? And Paul was there in the midst of Mars Hill, and in verse 22 said, then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you're too superstitious. He said, you're really religious. Amen. Religion has sent more people to hell than anything else there is. Amen. Being religious. Amen. You say, well, preacher, they were sincere in what they believed. Yeah, but they were sincerely wrong. Amen. What do you say? If it don't line up with the Word of God and it don't give God the glory, praise God, then it's wrong. Amen. But he said, they was there and he said, I perceive in all things that you're too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with the inscription to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship. Him declare I unto you. He said, you're just too superstitious. You caught up in religion. He said, let me tell you about God. Amen. The good God of glory. Let me just tell you about this one that you worship. You don't even know who you're worshiping, but let me tell you about the one, this unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship. He said, Him declare I unto you. Amen. Who is this God? Can you imagine them? They're there at Marcy. Now these are learned men, always seeking after something new. Ain't it amazing the world we live in? They're always seeking something new to find out something else, something new. Always seek running to and fro. Amen. Bible said it'd be that way in the last days. Amen. People be running to and fro, seeking to find something new. Some new direction they can go. Some new something they can chase after. But praise God, I'm glad we got a good God of glory. If we just realize who and just begin to give Him the glory, praise God, He's all we need. Amen. But in verse 24, Acts 17, it said, God, that may, He said, let me declare to you this true God. He said, God, capital G, capital O, capital D, that made the world and all things therein. Amen. Who is God Almighty that you serve? The God we serve, praise God, is the God that made it all. He's nothing made that He didn't make. Amen. Praise God. Down to the very molecules in everything that's made. Amen. He knows macro and He knows micro. Amen. He knows the big things, praise God, and He knows the little bitty cells that's in those big things. That's the God we serve today, praise God. You think God don't know about you? Praise God, God knows everything about everything. Down to the breaking down of the cells. Amen. The splitting of an atom. God knows all that. Where did that come from? It came from God. You say, well, man figured that out. No, God showed man. Amen. It all came from God. Any wisdom, all wisdom, understanding. The Bible said, Paul said to Romans, it all come from God. Amen. We can't make that up in our head. It comes from the Lord. He said to make the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Now listen, He said He's not in temples made with hands. Amen. You mean He ain't in this church? No, He's in me and you. Amen. It's not about the building, praise God. It's about the temple of God, which is the children of God. That's who He indwells. He said, neither is worship with man's hands as though he needed anything. See, and He giveth to all life and breath and all things. Amen. See, if we ain't careful, we'll think, well, we did this and we did that. I won't say we didn't do nothing. God did. When we partake, it's almost to the point of blasphemy when we say, you know what? I did this and I accomplished that and I done. Listen, you didn't do that. God did. We're just a vessel, praise God, that God uses for His glory. Amen. He gets a, praise God, He gets the magnified, and we need to magnify and glorify, lift Him up, praise God, for everything that we do and accomplish, praise God, it's through and by Him. Amen. He don't need our hands, praise God, to design the world. He's already done that. He don't need our hands, praise God, to go out and save old sinners. Praise God. God does that. Amen. He just allows us, praise God, to be those that'll give Him glory and praise. Amen. That folks might see that in us, praise God, and come to the light. Amen. God does it all. I told Wednesday night, we go out and seek and save. And it's good to go out and save old sinners, see old sinners saved. But we can't save them. We just tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. Amen. And God Almighty, praise God, for His glory does the saving. Amen. Brings them in. And neither is worship by man's hands as though he needed anything. Amen. God ain't some pauper, some beggar, praise God, sitting about looking for a handout. Amen. God's God Almighty, praise God. He's got all that He needs. Amen. But isn't it a magnificent thing that God of glory has everything needs, Brother Jeff, allows me and you, praise God. People say, well, preacher, you know what? It's a God's got to have us because He desires that fellowship. God does desire fellowship. He desires us to come into the throne of grace, desires us to come in boldly, but praise God, He's not deprived for fellowship. He had fellowship before the foundation of the world. In a triune God, praise God, He's always had fellowship. Amen. That makes it even the more blessed, praise God, that He chose to create us in the likeness of His image, praise God, and allows us a relationship and a fellowship with God. Amen. See how much more, Brother Robert, He ought to glorify His name. Amen. Not as though God had a need for me and you, but He had a love in His heart, praise God, for us. And because of that, He made us and He put us here, praise God, and He's begun to show us that He giveth all life and breath and all things. Amen. Now, that I don't know about you, but that blesses my heart. Life and breath, I mean, that's life, that's able to mean. But He said He gives us all things. He said everything past that, praise God. He said it's just all a gift from God for His glory. See, it's all for the glory of God, to magnify Him. He said, hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bonds of their habitation. Amen. How far we can go, praise the Lord. He said, I've got all that figured out down to the minute second. Amen. Just how far you can go. And He says that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. He said, because of the glory of God, amen, that we can seek Him and we can find Him because He's right there waiting on us. Amen. That's the glory of God. Amen. That's the magnifying of the glory of God when we realize that He's right there all the time. Yet He's way up here, but He's always right here. Amen. That's just almost too much for the human mind to comprehend. But that's just who God is. He said, for in Him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring. Amen. He said, praise God. The whole purpose of man is to give God glory. Because it's through Him that we move and we breathe and we have life. Amen. It's all for His glory. Amen. Hey, do you give glory to God today? Amen. Do we give glory to God like He deserves to have glory given? We don't. We don't give God. We don't. Hey, we even the crude example, I'll give away, the things that we take in, the things that we taste, the things we enjoy, if we ain't very careful, we'll give glory to some man, some person that fixed supper. Amen. And I appreciate those that fix stuff. But praise God, I thank God ultimately for the glory. I give Him glory, praise God, because I'm able to taste it. I'm able to see. I'm able to smell, praise God. I'm able to reach out and touch and feel and just magnify God for all the good things that He's given to me. Amen. And praise God, you know what? He enjoys that. I say, oh God, thank You, Lord. Bless Your holy name for all that I have. Amen. It's time that we quit being glory thieves and say, to God be the glory for it all. Amen. It's not about me. It's not about what I've done. It's not about what you do. But it's about the glory of God, what He's done, and what He continues to do. Even from the saving of a soul to delivering a safe over home in a little while. Amen. It's all for the glory of God. He's preparing us a place. He said, if I go prepare a place, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you are also. Amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, even that is for my glory. Amen. That I would receive glory. Because one day, a little while, praise God, we're going to be presented perfect. Without spot or blemish, no disease, no defilement, no artificial anything. Praise God, one of these days we'll take these old glasses and things, throw them away, and we'll be able to see just right. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll be able to see. But why? Because it's going to all be for the glory of God. Amen. We'll be around the throne. We'll be giving Him praise, honor, and glory forever and ever and ever. But I say we ought to start now. Amen. The whole purpose of man is to give God glory. Amen. Because He is the God that deserves glory. He deserves all glory. I don't deserve no glory. Amen. I don't want no glory. I want my Savior. I want my Lord, praise God. I want Him to be lifted up. I want the Lord to be magnified. But in order to do that, praise God, I've got to let God see. I've got to make God visible in my life. Amen. I want God to see me trying to be like Him. Amen. That's what gives God glory. Whenever He sees me trying to be like His dear Son. He said He gave us an example in Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. Of how we ought to be. Amen. For His glory. And so I want my life to be where God can see me. Amen. Where God can see Christ in me and not see me. Amen. Does that make sense? What about you this morning? Who do you give glory to? If we ain't very careful, we're glory thieves. We'll steal it. We'll take it. We'll just assume upon ourselves all the good things of God. But praise God, I want to say this morning, praise God, all the glory goes to Him. Because God give us everything that we have, and it all belongs to Him. Amen. Amen. He don't owe us a thing. Amen. He don't owe us a thing. Everything we have, praise God, is a gift from the Lord. The Father of lights. Amen. Comes down to us. Comes from God. I appreciate that this morning. Amen. And I appreciate the good glory of God. And I want to, He said that's in the whole earth. Everywhere we look, we see God. I wonder, have you stopped long enough to look around and see the glory of God? You know, we got these, I said a while ago, we got these little old children in here. And if we're very careful, we'll take them for granted. And we expect more of them than what we should. And we get frustrated because they're not adults yet. But we need to let them be children. Amen. That's where I made a mistake with mine. Amen. I didn't let them be kids. Amen. But sometimes, Jacob, we have to quit acting like little children. Amen. Amen. But they need to be kids and we need to be adults. But we all have a responsibility to God to love Him and thank Him for all the things that He gives us. And when you look at these little old children, praise the Lord, they're a blessing. They're a heritage of God. Oh, Jacob, he's so tall, he can't even get through the door now. He has to duck. Amen. But that's a blessing. He's a blessing from God. And you know what we do? We give glory to God for these youngins. These young men, Blake and Jacob and Land, these others, praise God. They're just a heritage of the Lord. They're a blessing. And we give God the glory. Amen. They get up here and sing and it blesses our hearts. And we get excited for them because they're getting excited for Jesus. Amen. And we give God the glory for it all. Amen. It's not nothing Mama done or Pastor Jeff done or Brother Bill. Praise God. It's what God's doing. Do you see the difference? When we start thinking, we start giving God the glory. Amen. The whole purpose of man is to give God glory for everything that He does and everything that we have. But I'm afraid we've been selling short. Amen. We haven't been giving Him all the glory that He deserves. Because He deserves all the glory. Amen. All the glory. Because He's been so good to us. Amen.